T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What? Yes, indeedy. There is one more remaining. It is the bonus hour here on Monday with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along this evening. Still actually light outside at 6:06. When is daylight savings time kick in, Moneypenny? Is it one more week? Two more weeks? Moneypenny is busily checking right now to see when DST kicks in, as soon as the internet will cooperate. 10 days.
No, it's the 10th.
Oh, it is the 10th. It's March the 10th.
Yes.
So that's what? It's this coming weekend.
Next weekend.
Well, this is the 4th, right?
This coming weekend.
Yeah, right. Had it right the first time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll kiss standard time goodbye. Yeah, texter says, Bobby, tell everyone to enjoy this last weekend of standard time, because this Sunday we spring forward, turning our clocks ahead an hour. So if you're in a hurry now, you'll be in an all-fired hurry. And if you're tired and sleepy now, you'll be propping your eyelids open with toothpicks next week. But don't worry. You'll get that extra hour of sleep back and get to have a little downtime next November when we all fall back to sleep in the dark. Texter says, I love DST. Yeah, you and me both. Why don't they just leave it there? Just, you know, for heaven's sake. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. By the way, let me just stick in a personal note of thanks to the folks at the Emergency Vet Hospital here in Greenville. They have some outstanding veterinarians over there who are really smart people. You know, it's harder to get into vet school now than it is to get into medical school. We had a little incident over the weekend with our little Westie, Miss Megan. We have a couple of bird feeders out back, and I'd gotten some songbird food, and I, like a doofus, had not looked at all the ingredients in there, and it turned out that there's some raisins in there and some nuts and stuff that really are not very good for a doggy system. And naturally, it smelled good to Megan, so she tried to gobble some up when we weren't looking. Well, Friday night, overnight, she kept waking me up every hour on the hour and was feeling really, really bad, wanting to go outside and relieve herself, but couldn't. So Saturday morning, my baby doll Brenda took over to the emergency vet hospital, where she remained until this afternoon. And she's fine now, thank goodness, thanks to the efforts of all the vets over there. So just a word of caution, if you have bird feeders around and you have dogs there as well, they could end up eating some things that are disagreeable with their intestinal systems. She's fine now, but it was kind of scary. She really was feeling poorly. So thanks to the folks at the vet hospital for getting Miss Megan back on all 4 feet, all 4 paws. You know, we look at all the stuff the Dems are now involved with. It's obvious the Mueller investigation is going to come to naught. Lord knows how many tens of millions of dollars, and 2 years later to turn up nothing. So now they are turning their attention to seeing if Donald Trump, while in kindergarten, may have stolen another youngster's Tootsie Roll Pop or something else that turns out to be an impeachable offense in their estimation. The interesting thing is, I think All of this works in our favor on the right. And Rick Moran wrote a piece about this today at American Thinker. Red state hate by liberals will re-elect Donald Trump in 2020. Selena Zito has an excellent column in today's New York Post that uses the red state, blue state cultural and political divide to show why liberal hate for those of us here in flyover country will re-elect Donald Trump. Zito reported on Bill Maher's anti-red state rant from Friday night. This guy is a twit, too. Maher began by blaming Jeff Bezos for courting wealthy cities like New York for his next Amazon headquarters while ignoring states he said would benefit most from thousands of new jobs. That's why red state voters are so PO'd, he said. They don't hate us. They want to be us. They want to go to the party. It's like we're the British royal family and they're Meghan Markle's dad. Maher saying that it was just pure envy. That's why conservatives hate the liberals. Talk about not getting it. Anyway, you might argue that Maher is being Maher, and as an entertainer, he's just throwing red meat to his audience. But there are a couple of things worth noting here. The live audience applauded wildly at every insult that he lobbed, and plenty of people in America think his jabs truly reflect how the blue state cultural elite views people from red states. They think that we're all a bunch of toothless rubes. And, of course, it's not just Maher. You know, Hollywood routinely and viciously insults and degrades ordinary people, especially if you happen to live in the South. Covington Catholic High School incident at the Lincoln Memorial, a case in point. What's really astonishing about this attitude is that it knows no class or income bracket. Rich Midwesterners and Southerners are just as discerning as rich New Yorkers, but it doesn't matter. They're insulted and degraded anyway. Ken Garner, a 56-year-old semi-retired attorney who lives in the very red state of Texas, says he enjoys the finer things in life, good food, museums, books, tasteful clothing, nice cars, high technology, classical music, all the things that Maher claims only people who live in blue states appreciate and enjoy. He says there's not a shred of resentment, as far as I can observe, from the people he meets in Texas towards those who live in blue states. Are you kidding? Resent them? Want to be them? Garner doesn't care much for the president, so much so that his Republican voting streak, which began in 1980, ended in the last presidential election when he decided not to cast a vote. But he's also pretty tired of the red state bashing and says he now gets why people who voted for Trump are also tired of it. I won't vote for any Democrats, he said. In fact, the red state hate has done nothing but get worse since Trump was elected, as I'm sure hasn't escaped your attention. The hysterical denunciations of Trump, he's racist, he's sexist, and all the rest, are also targeting his supporters. Remember, of course, Hillary, you know, the basket of deplorables that supports Donald Trump. And the way the media covers a Trump rally is incredible. Attendees are described as almost subhuman, a bunch of ignorant yahoos. They're violent, they're racist, slavishly in love with Trump. And, of course, nobody likes to be insulted, especially when they're being told they are inferior to other people when they know they're not. So may well be the 2020 election will be Donald Trump's to lose, no matter how unpopular and how hated by the blue states he may be. And if that's the case, who are the Democrats going to have to blame? Now, they never will. They're delusional. They have no appreciation of self and their actions. But if Donald Trump wins again in 2020 and they keep this stuff up with the progressive socialist agenda and the Green New Deal and all this other junk, they're going to put Donald Trump right back in the White House in 2020. And unless things change radically, word chosen deliberately, between now and November of 2020, I think that's exactly what they're going to get. And the Democrats will have to live with it. And maybe that'll knock them back to reality. You know, maybe after they get this primal scream of socialism out of their throats, they actually will come back to the real world. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back here in the bonus hour on Monday. Ring of Fire. It's going to incinerate the planet. What was that? AOC said we have 12 years left, 12 years remaining to save the planet. Wasn't it 15 years ago that Al Gore said we only have 10 more years to save the planet? How many of these bogus warnings are they going to give us? Meantime, in the month of February, there were zero, zilch, nada, no sunspots, which could indicate we're heading into another cooler period rather than global warming. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean climate change. We had to do away with the global warming name because we were having situations like L.A. in the month of February, Los Angeles not hitting 70 degrees for a daytime high even once. Their explanation for that? Well, there's only 28 days in February. And so that probably is their explanation. In on the text line, Bob, of course, we're nothing but a bunch of toothless rubes to the liberal left, but what really tweaks their underwear is we are toothless rubes who are winners. Yeah, that you're right. They really hate that. Bob, I don't like switching back and forth between standard time and daylight savings time, but I would rather have DST instead of standard time. I think let's just switch to GST and stay there. Yeah, why not? Bobby, Buddy, that's his golden retriever. Buddy and I just back from our walk. So glad I grabbed the warmer jacket. Yeah, it's turning substantially colder. Uh-oh. Yeah, boy, back up on 85 almost to Lawrence Road. It's an 18-wheeler on its side. Well, of course it is. All right. Bobby, this man-made global lightning must also stop at this rate. By this time next year, it will be light all day long. There you go. Could be. To the phones we go. Jack is along next. He is joining us via his mobile phone, as the Brits like to say. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Bobby?
So far, so good.
Good. You know, you brought up the Covington Boys School earlier, right?
Yes.
You remember the reporting they had on that, how premature that was?
Yep. Couldn't wait to talk about how a bunch of teenage boys wearing MAGA hats were attacking a Native American elder.
You know, the thing that bothers me about that whole situation is people don't really realize how much mind share of the conversation that social media has nowadays.
You bet.
And you're talking about Twitter and Facebook. The thing that scares me is that the people who are reporting the actual facts were being they weren't getting any kind of attention or traction.
Nope.
It was only the stories that had to do with the lies that were being told.
Right. Yeah, the ones that promoted the progressive agenda, and as I mentioned, you know, I mean, look, these kids were perfect candidates. They were Christians, they were white kids, and they were wearing MAGA hats. Some of them. That is for
all
the
three in one. Is the,
yeah, you're right.
The combination.
For the left, that is what General Schwarzkopf used to call a target-rich environment.
But you know, the weird thing is that. The Bill of Rights doesn't apply online, right? Because everything that's protected that anyone could say, any kind of dissension, they have their own guidelines when it comes to how people are able to interact with any of those headlines. and the fact that there's no protection for a dissenting opinion or even a group like that, it scares me because you have a platform that is actively seeking to root out anyone, anyone that is, that wants to criticize them, that wants to point out the errors. And I mean, there were factual errors. There
yes,
were lies.
Absolutely.
Disproven.
Yep.
And they have control. And they don't realize that so many people in the country and in the world have their conversations on that platform, but there's no way to protect people from misinformation, and there's no protections for anyone who wants to tell the truth like that.
Yeah, it is a real and present danger that these powerful tech giants like Google, like Facebook, like Twitter are run by people who have an agenda, and that agenda is to promote progressivism and to nip in the bud, as Deputy Barney used to say, any conservative thought, to the degree that they actually, Facebook will ban people for the slightest little thing that that may have a hint of conservatism surrounding it. But, you know, progressive stuff gets on there all day long, even when it is wrong and inaccurate.
Right. Shadow banning, the funneling search results. I mean,
right.
I'm sorry. It gets under my skin to even think about it. But I just want people to think about that before you go on Facebook, before you go on Twitter. Try to understand that the conversations that you have they're being manipulated or they're being looked at, and people aren't going to see what you want them to hear or want them to read. And it's sad to say that, but the future generations, they're not going to be able to have the conversations that we're having right now. The people on the radios are not going to hear this. They're going to be reading all these headlines, and you talk about the fake news media, it's going to become a fake news culture. That's all I got to say, Paul.
Yeah, it's well on its way there. Well said, Jack. Thank you very much, and you're right. This is a danger because we do have a First Amendment. We do have free speech. But when that speech is tilted, is twisted, is contorted, is filtered, is spun to present one particular ideology, that is progressivism, socialism / Marxism, and you want to make a point as a conservative, and you are banned from doing so or kicked off Facebook for whatever amount of time. This is dangerous stuff. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. Stand by. The last half of the bonus hour is on the way, including today's edition of Amazing True Facts. A 2-2-2? It's almost as bad as the high wind watch.
Welcome to the all-new Crown Nissan Green.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I guess you got a little commercial interrupting in the background there. I hate those auto rolls on the web. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, you know darn well those church vandals are a couple of Greenville high punk rich kids being stupid. Well, there's no question. I don't know if they're from there or not, but there's no question. Kids do stupid things. That's what they do. Bobby, what's this about the Senate passing an emergency measure to block President Trump's emergency order? Are you bloody killing me? Yeah, it's ridiculous. Bobby, it's dual justice, no crime, and you're Republican. Give us a bit. We'll investigate you into bankruptcy. Or until we can find a crime, no evidence needed. Well, the guy that ran Stalin's secret police was famous for saying, "Show me the man, and I'll find you the crime." You know, pretty much simple as that. But they hate Trump because he's a threat to their whole scenario. Hey, Bob, where's our new attorney general on this junk the libs want to investigate? Thanks from Grayson. Nowhere to be seen to this point, anyway. Bob, I'm glad Hillary told us it's Trump and the deplorable fault that she lost. All this time, I thought it was because she was a liar, a crook, and a lousy candidate to boot. Not to mention, she sucks. Gotcha. Okay, here we go, as promised. Time for today's edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Ah, yes. Modern life, it can be stressful. Even Charlie Chaplin did a movie about the stress of modern life all the way back in the, 20s or 30s? New survey, there's one out every day, found 58% of Americans feel more stressed than ever. And because of all that stress, we're losing close to 6 hours of sleep a week, or about 12 days a year. Here are the top 10 modern-day things that stress us out. See how many of these you check off your list there, Moneypenny. Losing your wallet or your credit card is number one. At least now, you know, with the if you've got a, you know, like a credit card, debit card, whatever, yeah, you can put a hold on it instantaneously and stop it. Number two, arguing with your significant other. Number three, sitting in traffic, tapping your fingers on the wheel. Number four, losing your phone. Oh, no. Especially as pricey as phones are now. Jeez. Number five, being late for work. I'm late. I'm late. Number six, slow internet connection. We never yell at the computers, do we, Moneypenny?
No,
of course not, you stupid piece of... Yeah. This computer, you know what you can do with this computer? You can... Right, and that's just the beginning. Number seven on the stress list, your phone battery going dead. How low do you let your phone battery get, Moneypenny? Before you plug it back in and charge that bad boy up.
I try never to let it go dead.
But how low do you go before you say, before it's panic time? Oh, my God.
I don't get panicked, but I get kind of antsy when it gets down to like 30%.
See, there you go. Yeah, that's about it for me, too. 30, 29%. Eight on the list, not being able to remember a password. You know, if you don't have... I got so many usernames and passwords for stuff that I have an app to store them all in. You know, it's ridiculous. Number nine, credit card fraud. Yeah, that's right up there. And number 10, forgetting your phone charger. Average person starts stressing about their battery when it gets down to about 23%.
Phone chargers. I have one at home and I have one in my backpack that goes with me everywhere.
Yeah. And have one attached to your hip, surgically attached to your hip. Florida man stories. Okay. How many times in Boneheads in the News, Moneypenny is shaking her head already. How many times in Boneheads in the News do we have stories that begin, a Florida man got busted for, you know, fill in the blank.
I don't think I can count that high.
Well, it now has such a popular meme, it has its own Wikipedia page. New study looked at 225 different Florida man stories and came up with our all-time top 10. And if you were wondering, yes, lizard guy made it. Number one, the Florida man who tossed a 3-foot alligator through the drive-thru at Wendy's. Joshua James, by name, arrested in 2016. A Florida man slapped his employees with a large lizard called a bearded dragon. He was the owner of the reptile store. And you thought that that senator, what's her name, who was nasty to work for, a Florida man broke into a car dealership, stole an SUV, along with two TVs from the lobby, crashed through the glass doors, abandoned the SUV, then told the cops he didn't remember any of it. Yeah, drugs may have been involved. A Florida man tied a 12-foot alligator to a tree to keep as a pet. Good idea. A hangry Florida man bit off his girlfriend's thumb during a late-night Taco Bell run. Wow. That's going to sting. Actually, that was Big Ben rather than the Taco Bell, but you get the idea. A drugged up Florida man got burned dancing naked in a fire, then attacked police. A Florida man who collected flamethrowers, everybody should have a hobby, set his house on fire. There's the unsurprising part of that story. A Florida man got out of jail, then immediately broke into a car in the parking lot at the cop shop. That didn't take long. A Florida man dressed up as a pirate, arg, and got arrested for firing a musket at cars on the highway. No, I have no idea where he got the musket. You see movies and TVs, especially ones around drug dealers, and they got lots of money flashed around. Where do they get it? Well, it's not real. It's fake money. But it's harder to make than you think. There are serious rules involved, so, you know, you can't actually try and spend it in the world. RJR Props in Atlanta, one of the biggest prop companies in showbiz, its founder Rich Rappaport laid out some of the rules. First of all, he has to deal with the Secret Service, of course, because there are federal guidelines to making counterfeit cash. He makes two types of bills. Standard grade, made to look good when it's held at arm's length, so it looks real on camera. But, of course, if he tried to actually spend it, they'd be able to tell it's fake. Then there is high grade money. Looks legit even in close-ups, like when somebody is counting money or putting it in somebody else's hands. But since it looks so realistic, those bills are only printed on one side. Few minor differences that call the bills out as fake. For instance, instead of United States Federal Reserve, they say Unreal Fake Currency Reserve. Also in the front of the back of the bills, where it's supposed to say United States of America, the U is actually a W. And as for what the fake money costs, RJR Props sells stacks of hundreds for $45 each, high-grade stacks for $65. Oh, and by the way, those rappers who make it rain in their videos many times are not using real cash. RJR has sold their fake money to Kendrick Lamar and 50 Cent, among others. Okay? There you go. There is today's amazing true facts. Quarter before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Come back for the closing minutes of the Monday bonus hour right around the corner.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
So we hope not. 6:50, 10 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bob, did Jennifer Wuchitsky in the weather forecast just say lots of sunshine outside? Where else would it be? Although, wait a minute, I can think of a few places where it doesn't shine. Never mind that. Bobby, did you see where Chuck Todd, Chuck Todd, the world's tallest midget, posted a survey that said 67% of Democrats and 49% of Republicans would be excited to have a Muslim president. Where did they get that poll from? From CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations? Bob, about Florida man. Florida man put the duh in Florida.
Don't!
Gotcha. Meantime, the Democrats continue to spin their fine web of lies and lunacy. This from Fox News. Democrats are ramping up warnings that President Trump's declaration of a national emergency on the southern border opens a door for a future president to, among other things, pursue sweeping gun control measures without Congress. Oh, yeah? Ever hear of the Second Amendment, Democrats? The warnings come as a handful of Republicans break ranks with the president. Good going, rhinos! And prepare to vote for a resolution rejecting the emergency edict a move almost certain to trigger Trump's first ever veto. You think it's almost certain? But with the can of worms now open, Democrats see opportunity on everything from gun control to climate change, especially if the Supreme Court upholds Trump's declaration, which they will. Look, this is ludicrous on its face. The president is not creating whole law, brand new laws, just making them up. That was Obama who already did that with DACA. Remember, he went around and gave 20 or 25 different speeches? Well, you know, when he was speaking to La Raza and these other groups that are pro-illegal, and Obama would say, hey, you know, it would be nice if I could just, you know, grant amnesty to all these people, but I can't do that. That's not constitutional. And then what did he do? Despite the fact that he was correct the first time, it's not constitutional, he went ahead and did it anyway. All President Trump is doing is transferring already congressionally voted on and approved monies in the budget, transferring that money from one purpose to another. That is not creating new law. I'll come into office with a strong belief that climate change is a national emergency, that the fact that so many people in this country die because of gun violence, that is a national emergency. Democrat presidential candidate Julian Castro recently said on BSNBC, if the president's action in this case is upheld by the Supreme Court, then it does open up new avenues for future presidents to take action. Yeah, but not for future presidents to create new law out of whole cloth. That is the job of the Congress. So if they think they could, you know, round up all the guns with an emergency, national emergency declaration by President Kamala Harris or President AOC eventually or whoever, they're deluding themselves. I would suggest that Mr. Castro spend some time reading the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights rather than apparently sticking his nose into Karl Marx's writings. Senator Kamala Harris, lunatic California, also a presidential candidate, tweeted, it's time we address the actual emergencies plaguing our nation, gun violence, lack of access to health care, and climate change. The focus on curbing gun violence sharpening under the Democrat-controlled House. Last week, the House voting to expand background checks for purchases at gun shows, which already happened, online or for a private transfer. The House also backed a bill requiring gun dealers to wait 10 days to get answers for a background check. So we'll see how those bills do in the Senate. I have a pretty good idea of how they do, but that is merely what I think will happen. Regardless of how the Supreme Court rules on the president's national emergency on the southern border, federal statutes would appear to limit government action on guns during an emergency. Yeah, no kidding. Thanks for the bulletin. Well, that's it for today. Got to wrap things up. See you back here tomorrow at 3, huh? What? Oh, it's 55:35. I'm sorry. I thought it was 56:35. Well, then I can add a bit more on this story. In 2005, President Bush signed the bipartisan Disaster Recovery Personal Protection Act, which passed the House with 322 votes and the Senate as well. The law includes a prohibition on confiscation of firearms and says during an emergency, the government cannot require registration of any firearm for which registration is not required by federal, state, or local law. That statute still leaves room for similar action to the legislation that passed the House, but I don't think that thing is arriving pretty much DOA at the Senate. Even the Lisa Murkowski's and the other rhino so-called Republican members of the Senate, I think, would have short shrift with that. I would hope so, anyway. Now then, we have arrived at the end of the show. I will see you tomorrow. Have a great evening. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today.
And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye. Hoo-ah!
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.